Good morning, and welcome to another edition of this experimental newscast, designed to give you a quick overview of what's happening in and around Greater Charlottesville, in a format you can listen to quickly or read quickly. Next week, we will debut our Smoke Signals edition. Look for that above a hillside near you. Today's sponsor is Court Square Tavern, a great place where you can get a great meal while having a great time. Open for lunch Monday through Friday, open for dinner and drinks Tuesday through Saturday evening. That's Court Square Tavern. And now, on with the information. Nearly 2,500 teachers from across Virginia marched on the state capitol in Richmond on Monday to call for wage increases. According to a report in the Virginia Mercury, organizers with Virginia Educators United stressed that the event was not a strike, but a march attended by instructors who either covered their shift or were part of a school district that took the day off. Virginia law does not let state employees go on strike, otherwise they'll be fired. Delegate Lee Carter has filed a bill that would change that, and that legislation is before the House General Laws Committee. There will be at least two new members of the Albemarle School Board when it convenes for the first time in 2020. That's because Rivanna District incumbent Jason Buyaki has announced he will not seek a third term. That's according to a story in the Daily Progress from Thursday. Earlier, the newspaper reported that Steve Kolazar will not seek a seventh term representing the Scottsville District. We still don't know yet if Whitehall member Dave Oberg or at-large member Jono Alcaro will seek re-election. The latest population estimates are out from the Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service at the University of Virginia. Over 1,000 people moved into Albemarle County between July 1, 2017 and July 1, 2018. That's a figure that's based on calculations from building permits and other measurements of growth. The Weldon Cooper estimate for Albemarle is 108,639, or a 9.7% increase since the 2010 census. Charlottesville has grown 13.5% since 2010 to an estimated figure of 49,281. Other college towns in Virginia have also experienced a high rate of growth since 2010. Harrisonburg has grown 11.6% to an estimate of 54,606. Fredericksburg's rate of growth is 16.9% to an estimate of 28,387. Over 22,000 people have moved into Richmond since 2010. That's a growth rate of 11.1%. Overall, in the Thomas Jefferson Planning District, growth was at a rate of 8.8%. That includes Greene County, which has increased by 8.5% since 2010 to a population that's just under 20,000 people. Meanwhile, Nelson County has lost people at a 1.2% rate since 2010 for a total population of 14,836. Fans of the Waltons may be able to soon stay overnight in a replica of their fictional Nelson County homestead. The Lynchburg News and Advance reports that the Nelson County Planning Commission has recommended a rezoning and special use permit for a Waltons-themed bed and breakfast in Schuyler, which is the home of the Waltons Mountain Museum, as well as the home of Earl Hamner Jr., the late creator of the world-famous television program. The Waltons ran for 9 seasons from 1972 to 1981, and the applicant says the project will boost tourism in Nelson County. The Board of Supervisors will take up that rezoning later this year. It has been nearly 5 years since state officials approved funding for a second daily train between Lynchburg and Washington's Union Station. Amtrak, private railroads, and state officials have been unable to come up with a time slot for the train, in part because the bridge that carries freight and passengers across the Potomac River is at capacity. Last week, the Charlottesville-Albemarle Metropolitan Planning Organization passed a resolution expressing support for a plan to expand Long Bridge. Planning for the project is currently in its third phase. And finally today, at the other end of Virginia, the Virginia Department of Transportation is taking comments through February 2nd on a study of possible new roadways that would travel between Martinsville and the North Carolina border. The Martinsville Southern Connector study is intended to come up with an alternative for the project, even though there is currently no funding to purchase land for the right-of-way or for construction. And that's it for today. Please come back tomorrow for another installment of this experimental newscast designed to come up with a new way to get people information about the community in which they live. It's a very important topic for me and one I hope you'll continue to be on the journey with me as I try to figure this out. And speaking of that, the way we figure that out is through our sponsors, and today's sponsor is Court Square Tavern. Come on in today for a regular night. Meet some people you've never seen before, beginning at 5 o'clock when the doors open, and concluding at 11 when the doors close. Now, we're off to go binge watch some Waltons.
Everybody quiet down now and get some sleep.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Mama. Good night, Ben.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Mama.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, children.
Good night, Daddy. Good night, Elizabeth.
Good night, John Boy. Good night, Jim Bob. Good night, Jim Bob.
Good night, Jim Bob.
What's going on? I was asleep. What's everybody doing?
Good night, Jim Bob.
I'm asleep.